You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Thursday's edition of the podcast where we'll be looking ahead to a card on the level at Cork, and you'll hear every race live today on William Hill Racing Radio with Gary Capewell, Dale Gibson and Craig Forsyth in the studio. But looking ahead to the Cork card with myself, Sam Norris, is our Irish Racing guru, Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
It's an early start for us today.
Yeah, getting out nice and early. It's probably due to the fact that I'm playing golf today and a bit of a society, playing with Sam Turner actually in a four ball, so that should be fun.
All right.
But yeah, we'll be tuning into William Hill and seeing how one or two of the selections get on.
How would they price up you and Sam Turner in a game of golf?
Oh, it'd be 5 to 6 each or two. It all depends, really.
Really?
Sam's very steady, you see. I'd probably be pound for pound longer and a bit, and probably a little bit more dynamic, but Sam's very, very steady. So, like I say, steady usually wins.
yeah, right, consistency. But in terms of this Cork card, Andy, let's be fair, it's not the greatest card we're going to see in Ireland this season.
No, even the three-runner race really is a slight disappointment. It's only attracted a small select field. But that said, I think there could be a bit of a turn-up in that, funny enough. But yeah, the rest of the card, you're right, it's nothing special.
OK, fair enough. We'll dive in, though, straight away to the first race coming up at 2.25. We've got a 6 furlong maiden to kick us off. 9 runners are declared for this one. We don't have the early prices for this race with us here at William Hill, but I imagine Falcao would probably head the betting, Andy. What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I think he probably will. He's shown a little bit of promise, and he seems to be getting better with every run. He looked quite dangerous with the furlong to run the other day when he tried to make the run in at Down Road, but his stamina just gave way. And I think connections have fully entitled to drop him back to this distance to see if they can eke out a victory out of him. This is certainly a golden opportunity. He's raced on this kind of ground before as well, so that shouldn't be an issue. You've got the old reliable stalwarts such as Future Icon, Compass Hill and Love Rosie to do battle against. Compass Hill has probably got the most talent, but he's very much a quirky individual that seems to be not quite going the right way. The obvious one for the forecasts and for the play spots and the each-way merchants is Future Icon. He's got some form on soft ground, and that third behind Shanghai Beauty the other day wasn't a bad effort either. But it's all about Falcao, really. He's the one certainly with the most improvement. And Edward Lyland with sprinters, you know that he's right at the top draw.
OK, Falcao then for Andy in the 2.25. The next race on the card comes up at 3 o'clock, and we've got a handicap here over 6 furlongs. 11 runners down to contest this one, and Bain is the 7-2 favourite. Shanghai Beauty 9-2, Sassaway 7-1, Orjok 7-1, Apache Gold 8s, Battle of the Boy 9s, 9s about Eco Eye, and it's 11-1 bar those. What did you like in this handicap?
I certainly think they've got the right favourite here in the shape of Bonya, who's a very consistent mare, particularly when the ground's on the south side. She ran another excellent race in a 0-88 the other day at the Curra, which contained a whole host of informed performers. That again once again proved that she's remaining in top shape. And she's got a victory under her belt this season as well over the same track. She's got good form here at Cork. She's won here before. And she's not got a bad draw either. The higher you are towards the stand side fence, the better your chances. So I'd certainly be in agreement of making her jolly. An interesting runner for me is also called Eco Eye. Podcasters will know that I was very keen to follow Augustine Lee's three-year-old after it won at Listowel back in early May, doing a sensational time. The form of the race worked out reasonably well without setting the world alight, so I was perhaps a little bit more reticent about the overall prospects of his chances next time out. And basically, the combination of a dry ground and stepping up in trip didn't suit, so connections have decided to drop it back in distance here, which could be a wise move. Sassaway's got the plum drawn against the rails. I'm sure he'll go very well. So she'll go very well. She's got form and soft ground as well. So quite a trappy little opener. Bonya definitely sets the standard. He's well drawn and won't mind the ground, but I'd probably just risk a few quid at 9-1 on Eco Eye. I think that Listowel race proves that this horse is slightly better than what he's proven before and after.
Andy taking Eco Eye then to get back to winning ways. 9-1 at the time recording for that one. The next race on the card comes up at 3:35, a 5 furlong sprint handicap for us here. 11 runners are down for this one. Calm Bay heads affairs at 9-2. Enter the Red is 11-2. 6-1 Little Sweetheart. Barbecue 7-1. 8-1 Well Done Me. Dan's Gift is 9-1. It's double figure quotes for the rest of them. Again, a pretty modest bunch lineup for this, Andy.
Yeah, although I really do like one in this race, particularly from an each way perspective. It's Enter the Red at 11-2 with William Hill this morning, top price in the village. I'm sure you will get a great run out of Aidan Howard, six-year-old. He's been a model of consistency throughout the last couple of years. Yeah, he's won here, and he's got a great record here as well. He's never been out of the frame in four starts. That's got to be a major, major pointer in the direction of his chances here. He loves soft ground, and he comes here following not a bad run the other day at Bellystown. Unfortunately, he was drawn badly that day. It was a race where I covered on the podcast, and I suggested the high numbers would dominate. It went the way of stall 15, stall 13 was second, stall 12 was third. So it was a massive high-drawn tri-cast. Drawn right in the middle of the park. Enter the Red, therefore, didn't run too badly in the context of what happened and where he was drawn. Prior to that, he'd won well in Sligo on soft ground. And he's got a great draw here today as well. He's only drawn one off the fence. On his latest visit here at Cork, he finished second in a red-hot race where most of these were in behind. So I really do think this horse is going to run a massive race here today. And I would suggest that the price is Enter the Red, probably the best bet on the card.
OK, Enter the Red then getting a strong vote for Andy in that 3:35. The next race on the card is the 4:05. This is a maiden over a mile. 16 of them down to go for this. Again, no market was here at William Hill. Traders just a little bit slowly away pricing up these maidens this morning. But I'd imagine that Great Trango is going to be one of interest, Andy, the son of a 1,000 guineas winner in what looks, again, a maiden that might not take too much winning.
No, the ones that have got form so far haven't exactly set the world alight. They've probably run to marks in and around the 75 to 80 mark. So, therefore, it wouldn't take a great deal of quality to take this race from the race brigade. We've got two powerful stables represented in the shape of Great Trango and Footbridge. And any money in the direction of those two horses will obviously be a pointer. Of the ones who've had a run, I'd probably suggest that Laws of Spin is the one to be on from an each-way perspective here. It was a good run the other day down in Listowel. That was its first decent effort, really, in three starts to date. Interesting that now that horse is handicapped, Willie Mullins has kept away from nurseries and decided to carry on his maiden career, so to speak. And I think a reproduction of that effort should seem somewhere there or thereabout. So, obviously, I don't know anything about the front two in the market other than the usual sort of reckonings of them from being powerful stable. So, I'll go with Laws of Spin. As I said, ran a really good race in Listowel last time.
OK, Andy's thoughts then in that 4:05 contest. We'll move ahead to the 4:40 now. This is a nursery over a mile. 20 of them to sort out for us here. And Set to Fire is the 4-1 favourite. 8-1 for Aidan O'Brien is Zigzag. Niven is 8-1 as well. It's 8-1 for Angelic Demon. Hollywood Road 9s. And then it's 10-1 or bigger prices, the remainder of them. What do you fancy in the nursery, Andy?
Yeah, there's one that catches the eye here. I think it could be quite well handicapped. Certainly liked his performance last time out anyway. And that's a horse trained by Ken Condon called Niven. He finished fifth in a very good race down in Bellystown and the numbers. I pointed out that Mint Chai was probably a little bit of value in that nursery yesterday off the back of that time. And, of course, he lowered the colours of that short price favourite of Aidan O'Brien. So that wasn't a bad effort by this gelding by Lucy Pimpernel. And then he ran even better next time out, went up to Trip. He went to Galway and he finished fifth in a hot maiden won by Ebi Darning. And second was Carl Porter, and there were some decent horses in behind as well. That winner is very much highly regarded from the Dermot Well camp. And I like the way this horse, considering he's a 66-1 chance, kept on from the back of the field. He did all his best work at the end. He looks a thorough stayer. He won't mind soft ground. He's run on it twice. Not badly drawn either. So right about 8, 9, 10-1 this morning. I do think Niven is going to give us a big run in that 4:40.
Niven then, Frandy in the 4:40. The next race on the card is the feature race of the day from Cork, the 5:15. This is a one-mile event for fillies, but just the three have turned up for it. Tamador is the 10-11 favourite this morning. Akira, 9-4. Colour Blue, 4-1. They'll be disappointed with this turnout, Andy, but you've got one against the field here.
I have, yeah. I do like these races sometimes because bookmakers are always the same. They're very much creatures of habit, and they basically price these races up according to ratings. They don't take into account recent form. Don't take into account ground. And I think they've dropped a clanger here by going 4-1 about Colour Blue. Yes, she's got a stone to find on the ratings or the best part of £11. But I certainly think that's a bridge that she can overcome here, because for once she loves soft ground, and I'm not absolutely convinced that Akira or in particular Tamador do. Particularly Tamador, she's very much a fast ground filly. And the other main reason why I do fancy is that she ran an absolute unbelievable race of the day, one of the best handicaps I've got run so far in Ireland this season on the figures. It was the race that went the way of the Kevin Ryan train, Killini. But what a race that was. They went a Herculean gallop. The winner made all the running, dragged them along at a very fast pace. Not only that, he actually recorded the fastest furlong per furlong time on Irish Champion Stakes Day, and that was even better than Golden Horn's performance on the figures. So I do think this handicap is definitely worth keeping on the right side of. A Colour Blue, drawn in store 18, went all the way around on the wing, literally gave the outside away to no one, covered probably about 5-6, maybe even up towards 10 lengths more than the rest of the field. So for it to finish fourth just indicates this horse is right on top of his her game at the moment. The yard's absolutely flying, Willie McCreary, and sneakily as well, Willie has booked Oishinor, who for me is the best apprentice in Ireland, to take seven off. So this is definitely a good bet here, one of the strongest bets on the card for me, even though it's the outside of the three. So Colour Blue, easily to outrunner odds in the 5.15.
Colour Blue, a nice price in the 5.15 for Andy. The final race of the day comes up at 5.50. We've got a filly's maiden here over a mile and a half. Again, no prices for this, but I suppose all eyes here, Andy, will be on the newcomer Truth for Al Shikab and the Cornwall boys. Costs €1 million as a yearling. It's a few quid.
Yeah, not exactly going to put a big dent in that purchase fee, winning €7,000 here, but it's more the fact that she'll win a race if she does oblige, and obviously her stud value increase because of that. They'll be desperate to get a win in her sooner rather than later. She's obviously been a bit of a late developer to be running here in September. And obviously if there's good solid money behind her, then we've got to be respectful of her chances. But the one with form for me here, and the one I think we should go with each way, is the second favourite, Avianti, who was around about a 5-1 poke, generally speaking, on the morning line early doors. And she ran a really creditable race on her seasonal reappearance. She'd run three encouraging races last year, but definitely there looks as though there was more to come the other day of the evidence of that run at Gowan. Of course, that was only on Sunday, finishing third behind John Ox's Spin Point, standing very strongly down the outside of the field. She's got good form on soft ground as well. Her race last season when she rounded off campaign was second to Harold Pinto in a race which worked really well at the County Kildare venue. And with the John Ox team generally in good form, I'd expect Avianti at the very least to hit the frame for us in the last.
OK, Andy's thoughts then in the final race of the day, the 5.50. Just remind us, please, one more time of your selections for the action at Cork today.
Yeah, 7 race card today at Cork on yield to soft ground. Hopefully, Edwin Ireland's Falcao will start the ball rolling for us in the first. I'll take a little bit of a chance that Eco Eye runs to the level that he proved 2 starts ago at Listowel. Enter the Red each way at 11-2 is my best bet on the card in the 3.35. In the 4.05, obviously all eyes will be on the ace, unraced pair, Footbridge and Great Tranga, but I'll go with the horse with form who ran well last week at Listowel in the shape of Laws of Spin. I'll be very intrigued to see how Niven goes in that 4.40. He's definitely got some of the best form in that race, and 10-1 he represents a bit of value there. A really fancy Colour Blue in the 5.15 to prove that the bookmakers have got him wrong this morning. Her wrong this morning, putting him in at 4-1. And in the final race, Avianti is the each-way vote against the short price, an unraced favourite Truth.
There we are then, Andy Holding's thoughts on the card at Cork today on Thursday. Remember, you'll hear all of today's action live on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. with Gary Capewell, Dale Gibson and Craig Forsyth in the studio. So do join us for all of that. Thanks very much for joining me on the podcast this morning, Andy. Best of luck at Cork and best of luck on the green.
Yeah. Cheers, bud. Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.